Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crystal. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Mr. Ellis. I guess I was charged for two charges of $64.97 for a total of $134.94. And it says for books. I haven't received any books.
Books? Yes, sir. Could I get your zip code, please?
98366.
Thank you, sir. And your first and last name?
Gladwin H. Ellis.
Thank you, sir. Could you please verify that address for me?
6330 Southeast Heather Lane, Port Orchard, Washington, 98366.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I see where you have the Vibe Watch and the Vibe Pods that are earbuds.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And it was a 14-day trial period, sir. So when we didn't hear back from you to cancel in those 14 days, on the 15th day, you were charged the total cost of the product, which is where the $69.97 and $64.97 are coming from.
Oh, I thought, I understood those were free items. I just had to pay shipping. And it didn't say anything about anything else.
And I do see, did you call in or was it your wife earlier?
It must have been me that called it in.
Okay, and
but I've got that, supposedly those were free things for things I'd done online.
No, sir, the terms and conditions were online. I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't see anything like that.
Yes, sir. I'm showing the charges are valid, sir. Valid charges.
Oh. Okay, because one of them I couldn't use and I gave it away. And the other one is sitting right here and I can't use them either.
Yes, sir.
But it was supposed to be free.
Yes, sir. It was for the shipping and handling and stating the 14 days. It was in the terms and conditions.
Online. Well, I never saw any 14-day thing on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, but I'm showing the charges are valid charges.
Well, I don't think they are, but I just won't order from that company anymore.
Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a nice night.
Yep.